Hi, friends.
Oh, man, we made it to Friday.
Oh, my gosh. Rashi, I'm so thankful, just complimented my outfit. And it was like, I tried on like 6 outfits today.
Why?
Well, I have a whole pile I meant to like bring you because I'm like, okay, Rashi would look better in this.
Stop it.
But well, I like your dress too.
Thank
very
you.
Very Astros.
It's very Astros. I got it from Amazon. You know, sometimes those Amazon dresses are really.
Yep. I have an orange one that I love also from Amazon. They
yes.
are good finds. But yes. Something that is not from Amazon, but is definitely making headlines, causing a stir on social media, is none other than Kim Kardashian's brand, Skims.
Yes.
Skims has introduced a new beauty product to snatch your jawline and contour your face. It is $48 on skims.com. The product description reads, "Our first ever face innovation is here. This must-have face wrap boasts our signature sculpting fabric and features collagen yarns for ultra-soft jaw support. Velcro closures at the top and nape of the neck allow for easy everyday wear."
I am going to buy this.
What?
Because...
You're gonna spend $48 on this?
Well... You didn't listen to everything that I'm just about to say. Whenever I get those jaw headaches, you know?
Yeah.
This would be so...
Are you serious?
Monumental. Yes, because like when I grind my teeth, like a lot of people have this, like your jaw and then your head hurts. And it's like, but if you were to have pressure all around here, that just seems like it would help tremendously. No, well, I'm not talking about the snatch contour, whatever that thing.
Wow. I mean, I could see myself potentially sleeping in it so that my mouth doesn't dip open. Because do you know mouth breathing is bad?
Yeah.
You get a bitter jawline whenever you sleep with your mouth closed.
Yes, but I don't know how this would actually work because, you know, after you've had, say, liposuction or some type of cosmetic procedure, and then you have something afterwards, or like after you've had a baby, you have like one of those... I forget what they call it, binders
yeah.
or like shapewear or something, because there's something like internally in your body that's kind of helping with that type of healing to happen. There's no healing happening here.
That is true, so, but I have seen results of people who tape their mouth shuts at night. It makes their jawline better. It does. It makes their chin better. Mouth breathing is really bad. So if this helps with mouth breathing, maybe... I wonder, like, if Kim's wearing these every night or...
I'm sure that all the Kardashians wear all the things at night because, like, the binder, the arm sleeves, all of that. Like...
Yep. The corsets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To just keep that, you know, all
that
lined
shape.
Together. Yes.
But
I mean...
$48 for that, I feel like it should be, like, $28.
If it's comfortable, I get it, $48. Like, let me just say... I've spent those like $10 Shein dresses, which is nice, but like the fabric is so.
Well, and that's the thing. I get a couple wears out of the cheaper dresses and then I throw them away because they get worn out looking. Where my expensive dresses
mm-hmm.
hold up for, I wore one the other day that I have had since high school.
Yes, I saw that post.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not worn out. Like,
right.
It's a good material. So,
I would much rather spend the money and do it that way because, like, I wore a Shein dress and it, like, broke me out, like, in the back. I think I had, like, some type of, like, allergic, you know, because the type of material that they use,
yeah.
too, is different. So, my point of saying all of that is if you pay more money, it's probably a better quality product.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to last you a long time. So,
I mean, I'm kind of always the one that's like, if Kim's doing it, I gotta do it.
Well, that's what's behind the whole brand is like, well, Kim's definitely. See, I don't even know if, like, for instance, Kylie Jenner has her.
So, oh, I couldn't find my watch. And so now I have my watch turned on.
I didn't know what kind of alert
yeah,
that was.
Yeah, that was, I couldn't find my watch coming in here. I was getting ready and I'm actually wearing Skims under my skirt.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like looking for those, like they're like a compression thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to change my watch at the same time and I must have subconsciously taken my watch off.
Oh, is that a new wrap?
Drawer.
It's new.
Oh, yeah, I just don't wear it that much. Yeah, it's kind of newer. And then I couldn't find my watch, so I had to turn on the alert to find it. And then it was like in my underwear drawer, buried. I'm like, how does this happen?
Anyway, so back to the Kardashians. Okay, so like J-Lo, or when I was talking about originally, Kylie Jenner, she has her makeup line. Mm-hmm. They all do. Like, how much do they actually use their own makeup line?
Well, that's a good point, but I actually do think Kim takes a lot of pride and puts a lot of effort into her products that she puts out.
Yeah, I can't speak to her, but like, I thought of that when I saw J-Lo's stuff coming out. Does J-Lo really use her own face wash,
right,
and all of that? I mean, are you telling me that you use all your products to look the way you do?
That's a good point. I do think that Kim wears her Skims because she's always posting but yes, other products, I'm not sure.
Right.
Even the Kylie Jenner stuff, like, she makes really good videos with her products, but like, is she
using? Are you actually, yes. And we do like a lot of Kylie products. There's some that we don't like.
I do think that those girls understand their target audience, mm-hmm, where they have price points which people who follow them can't afford, because we are not the Kardashians. So
right.
I do think that that's good. Like, Kim's Skims is on the more expensive side, but still affordable.
Yes, yes. Like, you could save up money and buy it.
Right,
and
be okay it's a great gift. Like, my mom knows if she gets us Skims pajamas, we flip out.
I got some, and it's...
We flip
it's
out.
It's amazing.
They're Love expensive, it. So they're a treat. It's a good gift, but they're so good.
Yes, they're
so good.
They're really good. I would say also that it's so great that now we get to tap into sort of the celebrity just resources that they have.
Yeah,
for instance,
true.
Like Makeup by Mario. I think yes. all of his stuff is yeah. so good.
I love
everything
it.
That I've bought, or, you know, it's all good. And so that's good. What they've been using on Kim and mm-hmm. other celebrities. So it's like, well, now we have access
totally.
To that. So I love
now
that.
We can all put that thing on our heads and have snatch jaws.
Yes.
So we'll be right back. Okay, I silenced my Apple Watch, so you will not hear that ding again.
It literally just stopped me in my tracks. Like, what is
like,
that?
What?
Yeah, what just happened?
I know, because normally whenever one of our phones go off, yeah. we just kind of ignore it.
But right.
Yeah, that was, no, that was
particular.
Yes.
Dang.
Well, what had happened too was I was like trying to find my watch, but I guess I had the notifications off, so then I had to go in, turn the notifications
mm-hmm.
on,
mm-hmm.
and then I tested out the ringers, and I could hear it in the drawer. I was like, oh!
Well, where I go to my hair, first of all, I'm going to like put this on. I don't know when I'm going to share my hair disaster that happened, but...
Wait, why didn't we talk about it?
I don't
it?
Know. We didn't put it in.
Okay.
We'll put it in.
We there put was, it in next week.
Y'all, my hair was... It's gone... Anyway.
It's
we're fine now.
Now.
We're fixed now.
Beautiful.
It's fine. Thank you. But at the hair salon, like, I'm hearing all these, like, alarms going off because everybody has their, you know, toner in
yeah.
or their bleach or their whatever. So they're always using that, you know?
Yeah.
So...
I will say I love your dark, shiny hair.
Thank you.
Such a vibe. It's very Kim
Thank
Kardashian.
You. Thank you.
And so whatever they were trying to do, just no.
It was
Leave it dark.
It's a whole thank
I
you.
Love it.
I do like it dark. And I showed you yeah. the picture of what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's not what I got, and we had to fix it immediately, and we got it fixed. But we will have that on another
I'm
episode, I promise.
I'm thinking now if you wanted to you might want to just get like a row, like some extensions mixed in instead of like trying to do that so that we don't have another disaster.
No, I think that what happened is the formula was just wrong put
we'll
together.
Have to talk
we'll
about
explain
it. Next
it.
Week.
Yes.
It's so crazy.
It is. All right. So the old saying, maybe never judge a book by its cover, but young people, they're doing just that when it comes to their travel destinations. There's a recent survey that found Gen Z travelers, they plan their vacations based on visuals and not activities necessarily. 2/3 of participants said they plan vacations based on how dateable people look in the photos. They also consider how aesthetically pleasing the location may look in photos. Overall, 60% of Americans say they choose a more expensive location if it looked impressive in photos.
Okay.
I understand what they're saying because, like, I want to go to Greece just because I want to experience Greece, but also I can see why people want to go to Greece to also get those pictures. But I can see how the younger generation, because of social media, would put that higher on the priority than being able to eat at a nice restaurant in Greece or something. Where I don't think we're like that.
You know, when it comes down to it, it's all marketing. But the fact of the matter is, most popular destinations that you want to visit, like Italy, Greece, so on and so forth, they're all very beautiful.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
like, it's not like my first choice to be like, I'm going to go back home to my little hometown in the dead of the winter because, yeah. I mean, but it's home, so I go back there. But, like, if I'm planning a trip, I'm going to automatically, marketing, social media aside, I'm going to want to go somewhere warm.
Right.
I'm going to want to go somewhere beautiful.
Yeah.
Somewhere that feels different than Houston. Mm-hmm. Somewhere that feels different than my everyday, right?
Right. But I think that the point of this thing is that Gen Z's thinking about it, like, where would the pictures look
right.
the best?
And where- I get that, but I feel like anywhere you decide to go, aside from, like, going home to like cold Pennsylvania in the dead of winter or something is going to be pretty.
Yes, I totally agree with you. But I think that the mindset is so different because if we were to see something really cool, we'd be like, oh, like for instance, I think it's in, I'd love to see this in real life. I think it's in Brazil, the huge church, the Catholic church with the huge cross on a hill. Yeah. Like, I don't know why I've
just
thought
to
of that.
See Machu Picchu.
Yes. That's in Argentina,
Peru, right?
Yeah, yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, Peru, yeah. So, is that in Peru? No, I think it's, anyway, wherever, in South America. But what we would
yes.
do is be like, oh my gosh, how beautiful. Not like, I need to get my phone right now and I need to put a reel together or something like that. Like, I think I would think about.
I do both, but yeah. But I never, like I've always, since I was a kid, I had always wanted to go to Italy. I had always wanted mm-hmm. to go to Paris. I had always. Well, I didn't even know that the south of France existed until I got older. But then
right.
I guess it just like looks so beautiful when I'm
yes.
in France anyway. Like, of course I'd want to go
yeah.
there. It was
yeah.
stunning. But that's also where I got a very bad virus.
Yeah.
So I guess my point is, and your point is, like, we're not booking vacations based off of social media pictures that
no,
we
we're not.
Potentially
yes.
post.
Yeah.
But my point is, like, we're going to pretty places. Like, even
yes.
going to Destin Beach.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of
yeah.
people from Texas go there.
Uh-huh.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You go to Disney World. That's actually beautiful in front of the castle. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
places that you choose to go usually are pretty. There's, like, places in Texas people go, like, float down the river. That's actually beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. No, I think so, too. And I do miss, like, pre-iPhones where we didn't take so many pictures and stuff, you know, where it was just, like, more of the family time thing. Like, I do, in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, well, let me take a picture of Brian and Liana doing this. Let me take
yeah.
a picture here so I can send it. You know, and it's a great thing, but then the only downside is, like, you know, obviously thinking about that.
Yeah.
You know, also.
Yeah. I think living in Houston, though, and I would even think that the Gen Zers would think about this, too, here
mm-hmm.
in Houston, we kind of want to escape the heat.
Yes.
Like, I would be like, that's why going to California a couple weeks ago was so nice, because I had to put pants and a sweatshirt on when I was out on the golf course.
Like, I forgot.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. And
I know.
It was dry heat. It was great in LA because that's a little more south.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we headed up north, it gets colder by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to put pants and a sweatshirt on to golf. Like,
I know.
It was so nice. So you kind of, for us,
yes.
we're thinking, how can, sometimes, not all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I know a lot of people go to Florida, but how can we escape this humidity and
yes,
heat? And
yes.
so, like, California or, like, Denver, Colorado might be, like, a good option. And, you
so
know.
So was that opposite growing up north? Like, how can you escape the cold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I would always go to Florida in the winter.
Oh, okay. Okay
yeah,
yeah.
Because it's just,
ugh,
it,
I can't imagine.
Pennsylvania can be very beautiful in the winter when it snows and the snow's sticking to the trees. But a lot of times there's no snow and then the trees are all dead. And then it's literally 15 degrees outside.
Ugh.
And so it's just
no,
like,
sun.
Let me go take an aesthetic photo by a dead tree. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm from a small hometown, so when I go back that way, but I love going back. I feel bad because my fiance's family, they're going to come to my bridal shower
uh-huh.
that's happening at home
uh-huh.
in the dead of winter, like a couple of days after Christmas. And I'm like, oh, it's
whatever.
So nice and pretty in the summer. Or if it does snow, it can be pretty
yeah.
too. But, like, we never really get snow around Christmas.
Yeah,
it's
kind
of 50-50.
Yeah.
We get more snow, I feel like, in, like, late January,
uh-huh.
February. So I'm like, they're literally going to think I grew up in this, like, hideous place.
Oh, gosh, no. It's more about the foreground, too, not the background of the pictures. So you'll be fine.
It's, I mean, the shower is at a very beautiful indoor place with heat.
Yes.
You know, hot chocolate and coffee and
yeah.
espresso martini. So it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
All right, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Imagine that you are trying to capture your dream
oh my
wedding proposal
gosh.
In one of our dream destinations.
Yes.
I actually think I'm going to honeymoon here in Greece. When the camera gets blocked by a candy-eating couple.
The hell?
Oh.
What is it? Lady, move.
No, so,
And no, not the tummy.
I know. So this guy, he set his phone up and he got down on one knee. And then these tourists just walk right in front of the big moment. He captured some of, at least he got the beginning of the proposal and then the tourists walk through. They appear to be unaware of the beautiful moment happening behind them. So you think the newly engaged couple would be a little upset, but it was quite the opposite. They hope that everyone can help them track down the couple so that they could send them a wedding invitation.
Oh my
gosh. This video has gone viral with millions of likes on Instagram. So hopefully that'll help. I actually saw this video when it wasn't viral yet. It had just a couple thousand likes and then now it's obviously blown up everywhere. But this is so on brand for my life right now.
Well, it's like, I mean, what are the chances of that happening? But
oh my gosh, I know. Like,
oh my gosh.
But at least the very beginning of the proposal is shown on camera, and then about 5 seconds in, the tourists walk in. Oh, there they are.
See, this is why you got to do what Connor did, which is hire drones and a whole crew to capture everything.
But then
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I mean, nothing ever turns out picture perfect. Mm-hmm. While mine was very close to it, like, no, I cannot even criticize. It was so
there's no criticism. I'm not criticizing, just like, yes.
If we would have been turned the other way, the ocean would have been like more in the background. But that's okay. It's okay. It was so perfect. It was a dream.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, nothing's, and that's probably even true with your wedding day, with, mm-hmm. you know, giving birth to your first freaking child. Like, nothing's ever going to go as planned.
How do you feel about people recording that?
Well, I mean, to each their own. Like,
yes.
I mean, stay at an appropriate angle, and I'm okay with it. But if anything was shown, no.
But, like, even your, like,
I feel like I'm such an open person. Like, I'm very, like, open. I'm not, like, a self-conscious kind of person. So, like, in my mind, when I have my first child, I feel like I'd be like, yeah, mom-in-law, Lexi, sister-in-law, come on in. Like, but then also I've heard, like, you don't want that. Because
yeah.
It should just be, like, calm and serene. And, like, that's just a lot.
Yes.
What do you think? You had to deliver in COVID.
I delivered, yes, one in COVID. And
so nobody was in there except Daniel?
Yeah. And nobody.
Thank God they allowed him in there.
Yes. We were really scared because I had Liana in April of 2020 and everything shut down like March of 2020, if y'all remember. So we didn't even. I had to plan a inducing because they didn't know if they'd have a bed for me.
Oh my God.
Because there's like so many
people.
And then
you're going into a hospital where people have COVID.
Right, right. It was the whole thing. But thank God everything's fine.
Yeah.
But with Ryan, I didn't even give an option for anybody else to be there. Because I kind of wanted to, I didn't know what to expect. And that's the other thing is I didn't look at videos. I didn't look at any of that because I just knew I had to get it. I had to do it. And I just, whatever happens, happens.
So it was just you and Daniel?
Mm-hmm. Just me and Daniel.
Was your mom in the waiting room?
The whole family was in the waiting room.
Oh,
like my
nice.
Grandparents, yeah. Everybody was there. And mm-hmm. So they were all there together. And I mean, I went into labor. I mean, that's a whole other story. But I went into labor like 4 a.m. And then I didn't have him until 7 p.m.
Oh.
So it was a long time. Yeah. But I will say that it was just so nice to, it was just a moment of me and Daniel. And Daniel did the whole skin to skin too. And I was the one that was like, it was probably like 15 minutes after his birth. I was like, Daniel, you need to go tell our parents, like you need to tell our family that he's born now. They're waiting. They're like playing guessing games. They, you know, all this stuff. And so finally he went out there. But, and then, because you're so just, you're overwhelmed because you're like, oh my gosh. Like, I was like, I'm not even going to cry. And then I was like, oh my God. And then, you know, they latch you on and I was starting to feed Ryan and it's a lot to take in. And so the family members started coming one by one, and that was really nice because it was like the moments I remember my mom seeing him, and that's when I started crying.
That's a good point.
Yes.
One by one might be the best way, so it's not like everybody all.
Yes, and like it was too much for my sister, so she like started crying and she just walked away because she like couldn't see me with a babe. Like I guess it was just it's a lot because it's a huge change, right?
Gosh.
Like you just, and so, I really liked that instead of. Everybody being there and just, you know, it's just a lot.
That's a good point. So, that's probably the approach I actually, like, while my initial reaction would be like, everybody, I think that you're so right.
Yeah, you just want to feel the moment and you'll only get one of those, right, with your first child. And so I'm really grateful that.
But, like, once they set the baby on you, like, after you delivered Ryan.
No, I didn't. It wasn't right after. They asked me if they wanted right after, and I was like, no, you just clean them up and everything. And
okay.
Yeah, wrap them up, do all that.
Okay, so now hospitals are, and I know this from my friends that are having babies, and I don't know if this is the case with you, they're recommending, like, not cleaning the baby right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No?
No.
Did you just, like, make them clean the baby or what?
Yeah, no, I didn't make, I just said I don't want any of, I don't want, like, I, even though it's my own insides, I just don't want that on me. Like,
okay, that's, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's horrid. Like, that they just plop them on, and then they recommend the baby, I guess, like, stay in all that crap.
No.
Yeah, I know. My good friend was, didn't realize that, and then that happened, and she was just mortified. Like, she was like, they just, like, let my baby, like, seep in all this, like, stuff when it came out because it's, like, it's supposed to be good for him. And she was like, I didn't know this. And I was, like,
what?
It's disgusting. Yeah.
Okay, no. I actually even told them, can you give him a bath? And they're like, no, we have to wait a week before we give him a bath. Like, because I just wanted to, yeah, because you're, like, their skin is so sensitive. So it's like sponge baths. Like, I'm thinking they're going to give him, like, you know, a shower, yeah, or, like, rinse him down or something. put like, soap, yeah, on him or whatever. No, you don't do any of that. But,
wow.
Yeah, and, like, there was a whole, like, Daniel, I remember, was like, oh, my God, I just saw a tray of your insides. Like, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. That is
no
so
way.
Yeah. Like, all this, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, wow. Oh.
But you know what? You don't have to, and that's why I didn't want to watch videos or anything, because, like, that'll only freak me out even more. I mean, you may have gone into situations where you might not have seen what was going to be done to you before it gets done.
I agree. I don't think I would put anything in my brain because that just would freak me out.
No, right.
You know how I am with this medical stuff.
Yes.
I don't know. And you can't be, like, medicated or anything when you have, I mean, you can have, like, an epidural, but does that, like, calm you down?
Yeah, no, epidural's great. I don't have any.
I mean, it numbs you, but does it calm you?
Yeah.
Does
you're
it?
You're fine, yeah.
Okay.
Because you're not in pain. You're just kind of like, okay, I can do this. It's all a mental thing. You'll be fine. It's like with working out. You know, you're like, okay, you can do this, Caroline. You can do this.
But now, this is also why women are generally very tough when it comes to this.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think guys could go through this.
And, like, no. What we go through, I think, like, once even you have a child,
yes,
it's like you're even more mentally tough.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yes, I believe so.
Right?
With guys,
that's
it's
a
different.
Lot.
It is.
You do it so well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, that's all we have time for this Friday edition of Caroline and Rashi. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you back here next week.
Bye, friends.